last week, actually, he was on this program as well, saying it. Paul Gogarty, the Independent TD, was talking. He made a contribution in the Dáil, calling for social media to be banned for under 16s. He said a radical proposal was needed in order to get a debate started, and you needed to set the bar high. The Taoiseach, I think, made similar noises over the weekend. What's he been saying, and what is this ban?
It's all referring to the recent ban in Australia on social media for under 16. So it's going to be introduced over the next 12 months. And one of the interesting pieces about the legislation is that it puts the onus on the companies themselves to enforce it. So the Taoiseach is apparently a fan of this idea. He referred to the influence of social media on younger people, on younger minds, as a ticking time bomb. So he thinks it's an interesting idea that they should look at. And the Minister for Communications, Patrick O'Donovan, says that he has asked his officials to examine the Australian rules and see if they might be something that's suitable for us here. The Taoiseach's language on this has been very strong. He says that he won't be browbeaten by anyone in efforts to put a regulatory structure in place that protects our democracies, our people, and most importantly, protects our children. So it sounds like the Taoiseach is very interested in this idea, but the Sinn Féin communications spokesperson, Joanna Burns, has accused him of kite-flying and that such a measure should only be considered on the basis of empirical data provided by experts. Okay. So it's going to be an interesting one to follow, I think.
Conor Sheehan, any time Australian rules are brought to Ireland, it always ends in a brawl. That's the experience, at least when it comes to compromise rules anyway.
The first thing I'd say is I find it quite amusing to hear the Taoiseach decrying social media, considering he's made such a virtue of it in terms of his own.
You think he should have
brand.
Described it as a tick-tocking time bomb, do you?
Perhaps. But look, the first thing I would say in relation to this is I think this whole proposal around banning social media for under 16s, first of all, I think it sounds a bit patronising. I also think, you know, our young people are incredibly intelligent and resourceful. And I know full well that any 13, 14, 15 year old is going to quickly figure out how to use a VPN and how to be able to circumnavigate this. So this sounds to me a bit like one of these things of being seen to be doing something for the sake of being seen to be doing something. And I think if you go and you actually talk to young people, and I think that this is what's key here, young people know by and large that social media is actually harmful, and they need to be educated properly around media and social media literacy in order to be able to critically interpret information.
But there are age limits, though. You know, there's age limits on smoking, there's age limits on drinking, there's even age limits on buying things that can start fires, you know, and it's up to shopkeepers, you know, to implement them. We do have age-based laws.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, you don't have to go into a shop and physically interact with a shopkeeper to access social media. And you know, the whole idea of letting social media companies regulate this themselves is, it's a bit like asking Al Capone to regulate firearms. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, given that social media companies are very often the bad faith actors themselves. You only have to look at
James
Keegan.
I mean, look, you might as well say ban smartphones for under 16-year-olds. You know, just, you know, if they have a smartphone, is it realistic that they're not going to have social media on that smartphone?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd say is, like, I genuinely do think that Simon Harris has started...
Did this one take you by surprise now?
It didn't really. And I do think he started a really important national conversation on an issue that we were, that the country and indeed around the world were engaged with, particularly following the Netflix programme Adolescent and the serious issues that it did raise, some of which related to you know, aspects and sort of adults understanding what various emojis meant on Instagram. And I mean, what the Taoiseach or what the Taoiseach has said is that it is a kind of a strange thing that in 2018, the Oireachtas and the government of the day, and I think it was university supported by the Oireachtas, or maybe I've got that wrong, but took a decision that the digital age of consent should be 16. And yet,
which was criticised, by the way, at the time. There was a lot of youth organisations that said if you create a digital age of consent, the assumption is going to be that all content on social media is appropriate for over 16-year-olds and lets them off the hook. It's like saying, it's like not inspecting a nightclub and assuming everybody in here must be 18, job done.
Yeah, and first of all, I think, you know, Simon is somebody who listens to young people all the time, and young people, because of his...
He listens to Paul Gogarty as well.
Because of his platform, because of his pretty large social media platform, young people have become aware of him, 16 and over and beyond. But what I would say is what he has said and what he's proposed, which I think is reasonable,
okay,
is that the relevant Oireachtas committee would look at what's taking place in Australia, look at what's taking place in Ireland. And it should be said, people are talking about empirical evidence there. There was a therapist on, Claire Byrne, as an expert in her field in relation to this, just the other day, and it sounded very reasonable, logical to me in terms of what she's seen, the presentations before her, and she was very favourable to the differences that this could make. And I think a lot of parents listening into this show, there's a lot of support out there for initiatives.
Mairead Farrell.
Look, I mean, what impact social media can have on all of us, let alone children and younger people, you know, obviously is something that we're all kind of learning about now, because it is still quite a relatively new thing. The question with this particular concept of a ban, I just don't know how it would work in reality. Because I think Connor's dead right. Like, you know, an under 16 can find out how to use VPN is far more tech savvy than I am. Like, and I just don't see how it would in practicality actually work. If you look at the Australian ban, it still allows for YouTube because of school-based activities and that. So is it really keeping young people away from harmful videos? Maybe not. Like,
all right, but porn is banned for under 18s, and you know the same arguments could apply and say people can circumvent the safety measures to access porn, and yet you know it's banned.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'd mentioned this to Connor earlier, and I was saying, like, you know, people used to have fake IDs to get into nightclubs. I'm sure they still do. You know, even if there was some kind of thing in terms of having to have a fake ID, perhaps even for when it came to social media. Like, I just don't see how it would physically work, because I think teenagers and young people will be able to find ways to circumnavigate all of that. Now, the thing is, what Joanna Byrne, who is our spokesperson in relation to that, has said, if it was something that would actually need actually be looked at, then it would have to be something that, like, school representatives, mental health organisations and young people themselves would have to contribute to, and we'd actually need to see, is there actual empirical evidence
An Oireachtas committee here.
Which is really what Simon has proposed.
Sorry, can I just say, if it was being pushed by government, like, you're in government, so if you were massively pushing this, which again I think, like, I just don't see how it would work, then you would have to obviously listen to the empirical evidence. But I haven't heard any empirical evidence from Simon Harris at all in relation to this.
All right, I do want to look at one other thing that was raised.
Very briefly, the online safety monitor for 2025 was published at the beginning of April by Commission Amann. That calls for the Department of Education to look at the curriculum at primary and post-primary level in relation to online safety, and that is what the government need to do first.
Okay, all right. Separately, there was a contribution in other members' time last week. Deputy Michael Lowry raised the issue of serious incidents being filmed. Coon, there weren't many people there to hear him, but we'll hear it in a second, that this was an issue of concern he raised.
Yeah, there's been a number of reported incidents recently of videos appearing online of tragic incidences of various types. And Deputy Lowry, and I don't think he would be alone in his opinion on this, is of the view that there should be some kind of restriction legally on this. But it comes back, it's a similar point to the points being made about a social media ban for under 16s. I think there's a difference between having a discussion about the wisdom of looking at the effects of social media use on younger minds, and then the feasibility of actually implementing such a ban. They're two separate issues, and it's a similar thing. The way that videos can spread online not a reason to either ban or not ban them.
Let's hear what he had to say.
It has become common for people to record tragic events for the sole purpose of sharing or threatening to share them on social media. Images of road tragedies, injured victims, those suffering shock and distress, people crying for help, they've all had their anguish and fear reduced to public online spectacle. Emergency responders have also frequently spoken out about the heartless behaviour of onlookers who turned a tragedy into a clickbait opportunity. Violent brawls, racist attacks, abusive actions and bullying are also considered fair game for recording.
All right. We're going to just deal with this briefly because we do have one more issue to get to. But Mairead Farrell, this kind of content, this is, you know, regardless of the platform, should the social media platforms be obliged to take down this kind of thing and for that to be enforced?
100%. Look, I heard about this by listening to Drive Time, and it was about an incident in Cork. And afterwards, a woman was on sharing her own experience of this, and she had said that the social media platforms basically took it down pretty quickly. But I think it fundamentally is a serious question for us as a society. And I would wonder and think, do the people that in those instances do these kind of things, and from what I'd heard on Drive Time, it sounded like there was numerous people engaging in this activity. Did they ask themselves what in the name of God were they doing when they went home? Yeah. Like, you know, the fact that somebody would instinctively do that instead of actually help somebody just goes beyond.
All right, briefly, Conor or Shane?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that my colleague Duncan Smith has a bill in relation to deal with issues like this. It's gone to third stage in the Dáil as of the 1st of May, and it's the Protection of Victims from Non-Consensual Recordings Bill. And what we need to see is real punitive measures to stop people doing this, because you see it the whole time from Gardaí when there's a tragic accident, like a road accident or whatever, they always put a message out there asking people not to take or not to share images, and it's constantly happening. And there, a message needs to go out there that if you do this and if you're caught, you will be severely punished.
All right, James Gagan, very briefly.
Yeah, well, look, I think that sounds a very interesting bill, and I think the point that was being made, as I understand it, at least from Deputy Larry, was really directed towards the individual in addition to the obligations of social media companies. And I think it's something that the Minister for Justice should look at, that it would be a criminal offence of some form for this kind of filming. If it's being used for a sort of a malice purpose, that should be explored, because it's something that I think for most of us here find abhorrent.